Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you very much for this evening. And if you have your NIV, uh-oh. Did I got you, Pastor? If you have your NIV version, throw it away. Amen?
Amen.
Not important version. Pastor said, uh-oh. Well, we thank the Lord for opening this door for us. We are from the Philippines Missionary in Cambodia for 8 years now. Started Grace Baptist Church in year 2010. And I was born and raised in a Christian family. I got saved when I was 7 years old. And surrendered my life in the full-time service after my graduation in high school. Went to the Bible College. And 2010, when the Lord called me to Cambodia and start a church. And my wife here, she's a preacher's daughter. Her father is a pastor in somewhere in Manila area. And thank God for her life, because God is using her to be a blessing, helping us in the ministry in Cambodia. And the purpose of this trip, we arrived last month. And we'll be here until December. We were in Solid Rock Baptist Church last Thursday night. And Pastor Allen, it's Brother Joe Miller's fault why we are here this evening. So if you know Brother Joe. So because we gave our testimony in that church, telling the church to pray for us, because we have very few churches scheduled while we are here, and we'll be here until December. And if you know a church, same like your church, that still allow missionaries to come and give their testimony, give report about the ministry of the Lord, please help us. And if you can recommend any church that will allow us to come, that will be a great help for us. And we have many open dates to fill up. And we are just praying that God will open more doors for us to share what the Lord is doing in Cambodia. And this evening, please, if there are words that you don't understand, if I mumble my lips here and you don't understand, just nod your head and pretend that you understand, all right? But I will accept a loud amen, all right? So thank you for a smiling preacher this evening. And I appreciate Pastor Allen for being kind this evening, for allowing us to share our testimony and even allowing me to preach. This is not really, this is very, very important, very special. And I don't take it lightly when some preachers allow us to preach behind their pulpit. And this is a great honor, a great privilege. Please pray for us. We are here not raising additional support for my family, but raising support for the ministry in Cambodia. Year 2010, when the Lord allowed us to start Grace Baptist Church, 2011, because it's my heart's desire to train the people of Cambodia, to train young men for the ministry. And 15 years ago, I'm just the same like their situation. I have 4 sisters, 1 brother. My father did not even finish his 3rd grade. My mom stayed in the house. And there's no way for us to go to school. But thank God, because there are people that God placed in our life to help us to go to school. Amen. And not only that, to finish our studies. Amen. And we thank God for those people. And there's no way of, I don't know of any way returning the favor to those people that help us. Yeah. But thank God, because God put a desire in my heart to do the same thing, to invest my life to those young men that needs help in Cambodia. So please help us. Please pray for us. And at the same time, you know, in Cambodia, 95% of the people there are Buddhists. about 300,000 Muslim, and approximately there are 4,400 Buddhist monastery, Buddhist temple. And it's just only in my dream to plant independent Baptist churches beside those Buddhist temple. But I cannot do it alone. Amen. I need help by training this young man for the ministry. And please help us to pray for that. And you know, in Cambodia, it's very extreme. If you are rich, you are very, very rich. You can visit us in Cambodia. You will see Rolls Royce, Ferrari, Lamborghini on the street. But if you are poor, you are extremely poor. You know, when there are families, by faith we started a children's home. You know why? Because it's very sad. Because when these poor families are not able to send their children, especially young boys, to a regular school, you know what they do? They send these little boys. You know, we have little boys here. They send these little boys to the Buddhist temple and study there and get their free education. But that is not that very simple. You know why? Because they go there, they shave their head and dress like a Buddhist monk. In their very young age, they are being indoctrinated of wrong belief, wrong teaching. Amen. And God touched my heart to do something. I said, if those Buddhist temple can do this free education, they can teach these people, why not our church in Cambodia, Grace Baptist Church, can do the same thing? Yeah. You know, when these young boys grew up, not a Buddhist monk, not a Buddhist priest, but a Baptist preacher. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So by faith, we started that children's home. And that's why we are here. And helping that, praying that churches will help us to continue to host those children, those young men, and train young men in the Bible school. And we've been, this coming September, we're going to celebrate our 8-year church anniversary of Grace Baptist Church in Cambodia. And a few years ago, you know, when I started there, we rented this 4-story building for $400 a month. Until now, for 8 years, same place since 2010, is the same place that we are renting right now. And I challenged our people. I said, I believe we need to enlarge our cost, increase our faith. Let's do something. Let's pray. Let us ask God to give us a piece of land. So we pray. We came here and came to our partners in the ministry, different churches here in America. And thank God, because many churches here in America are used by God to help us to purchase that piece of land in Cambodia. Amen. And now we have that piece of land in Cambodia. And right now we are here raising $40,000 to start a functional building. What is functional building, Brother Francis? Functional building means we can have roof, but no ceiling. We can use that. We can have window frame, but no window glass. We can use that. We can have door frame, but there's no door, wood door or metal door. We can use that. Thank God, since we arrived last month, 2 churches, God already used 2 churches to help us with this amount that we are praying. We are praying for 20 churches that could help us and give a one-time love offering of $2,000 for us to be able to reach that $40,000. And right now, we have 2 churches already pledged $4,000. 1 church pledged $2,000. So thank God for that answered prayer. So we are praying for 18 more churches that could help us. So please pray for us. And this evening, for a few minutes, I'll tell you what Elizabeth Taylor said to her 8th husband. I won't keep you long. If you have your Bible, King James Bible, Acts chapter 2, verse 41 down to verse 47. Let us all stand, please. If you are able to stand, let us all stand as we give reverence to the Word of God. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Few things tonight that I would like to share. Four blessings, four kinds of blessing being a Christian. Four kinds of blessing being a follower, a believer in Christ. Verse 41, then they that gladly receive his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all the that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for this opportunity that I can share your word. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Allen, for this church, for allowing us to be here tonight, dear God. And Lord, I pray that you use our life to be a blessing, to be an encouragement, to be a challenge to your people this evening. Touch our hearts this evening. Speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may all be seated. Four kinds of blessing being a believer in Christ. You know why? Without any further introduction, number one blessing being a believer, being a follower, being a Christian is our identification. Amen. If you are saved this evening, say amen. Amen. That is our identity. That is our identification. We are a follower of Christ. We are believers in Christ. Amen. Amen. Yeah. It's sad to say today, you know, it doesn't mean a thing today when you say a Christian. Right. You ask people today, you said, are you a Christian? Yes, I'm a Christian. Do you know where you will go after you die? No.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
In Southeast Asia, they said that the Philippines is the only Christian nation in Southeast Asia. If you are not a believer, if you are not a Christian, if you are not a follower of Christ, it might be true. You know why? Because you go to Cambodia, it's a Buddhist country. You go to Malaysia, it's a Muslim country. You go to Thailand, it's a Buddhist country. You go to Vietnam, it's a Buddhist country. You go to the Philippines, they said it's the only Christian nation in Southeast Asia. But the truth is, it's not the only Christian nation in Southeast Asia. It's the only Catholic nation in Southeast Asia. If you live in the main island, if you go to the south, farther south, if you are not a Muslim, they will say, I'm a Christian, because I'm not a Muslim. You remember when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, paid for our sin? It's our identification. It's a blessing. Don't be shy. Amen. Amen. Don't be shy to be a Christian. Stand for your faith.
That's right.
That's what we encourage our people in Cambodia. Yes, maybe your family will laugh at you because you call yourself a Christian, a believer in Christ. Don't be shy. Stand for your faith.
Amen.
Don't be shy to call you yes, they will mock at you. Yes, they will laugh at you because you are a Christian. You believe in Jesus. But stand for your faith, because that is our identification. That is our identity. Number two, is that not a blessing? To be identified as a follower of Christ? Amen. Number two, and they continued steadfastly. A person that truly received, accepted the Lord Jesus Christ will continue.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Will continue. Number two, blessings, being a Christian, being a believer in Christ, is our involvement.
Yeah.
Our involvement in the ministry of the Lord.
Yeah.
Pastor, whatever accomplishment that the Lord entrusted to us in Cambodia for 8 years, it is not our accomplishment, it's not our success. You know why? Because this ministry in Cambodia is not my ministry, it's not the ministry of my family, it's the ministry of God, it's the ministry of the Lord.
Amen.
Without God, there's nothing to accomplish.
Amen.
It's great to be involved in the ministry of the Lord.
Amen.
What the song says, our righteousness are just filthy rags. Amen. Who are we to be involved in the work of Christ?
Amen.
Our righteousness are just filthy rags. But thank God for counting us faithful.
Yep.
Amen.
Yeah.
For counting us to allow us to work in the ministry of the Lord. That's why our involvement is very important. If, you know, it's sad because there are many Christians. There are many Christians today. You know, after they get saved, they are just sitting there and satisfied.
Yeah.
Not doing anything.
Yeah.
Not trying to involve themselves in the work of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, we have many people, we have people in our church. I said, when we have activities, when we have church program, you don't need to wait for a pastor to call you to put your name on the list and get involved in that work. You volunteer yourself because it's a privilege to serve Jesus.
Amen.
You know, church, we will be here until December. No, very few churches scheduled. But this $36,000 that we are raising, it will not be hard if every churches, if every family, if every individuals will get involved and be a part of this church building project in Cambodia. Preacher, last Sunday, from South Pittsburgh, driving to Pottstown, Pennsylvania, somewhere in Route 30 East, while driving that rolling hills, out of nowhere, a deer jumped off of that trail guard and landed in our windshield.
Wow.
Landed in our windshield. If I stop the car, I might not hit the deer. But behind our car, there's a big truck. It's like choosing lesser evil, you know.
Amen.
Choosing lesser damage, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what will be the picture of our car, because my wife and my son sitting at the back seat, if that big truck hit our car. Because there's no way that I can miss that deer. You know, I advise you, if you cannot miss it, just embrace it. You know.
Amen.
Just embrace it.
Amen.
But after that deer hit our windshield, we still managed to drive for another 3 hours with a broken windshield.
Amen.
Because we want to give our best to get involved for the ministry in Cambodia.
Amen.
Number three, instruction. Instruction. When we hear the message, when we hear the preaching, pay attention. When pastor is preaching here, even in our church, I told our church, church, young people, when I'm preaching, don't play your cell phone.
Amen.
We come here to worship God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. When we come to the church, we worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Amen. Don't talk to the person next to you. Because they want to listen. They want to listen to the instruction. Don't play cell phone. Don't do anything there. Just listen to the instruction. And then one day you will come to the pastor. Pastor, please pray for me. I'm very discouraged. I have big problems. You know why? Because you don't listen to the instruction of God. Because you are there playing your cell phone.
Preach it, brother. Amen. Preach it. Come on. Yeah.
We have different activities in our church in Cambodia. I said, we have church anniversary coming. We have visitation. You know, Pastor, this is not a new doctrine. Don't get me wrong, okay? Don't get me wrong. If we know our responsibility as a Christian, if we listen to the instruction, we should not have any visitation in the church. You know why? Pastor Alan, why you let this missionary preaching another doctrine? Listen to me. Any students here this evening? Students, high school students? You're a student, right? Does your teacher come to your church and visit you and remind you the following day that you have a class tomorrow? No. Correct, teacher? Because you are a student, you know your responsibility as a student. Then you go to school. Amen? Does pastor need to go to our every house and remind us tomorrow it's Sunday? You attend church.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Come on.
Amen. Any working here? Does your bosses come to your house?
Yeah.
Remind you? You have a work tomorrow. Don't be late.
Amen. Amen.
Come and work.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Why,
when we are working, why when we come to the church, it's okay to be late, but when it comes to our job, you know, we don't want to be late.
Yeah. Amen.
Why when we come to the church, it's okay to be late 5 minutes, but when we go to school, we wake up early in the morning.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. You're preaching now, bro.
And then we ask Pastor, Pastor, please pray for me. I'm having difficulties in life. You know why? Because you're not paying attention, listening to the instruction.
Amen.
Amen. Number four, improvement. Improvement. We should grow in our Christian life.
Amen.
Let. Why always pastor preaching at me? Is that me? Why pastor always preaching at me? No, you need to grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. We need to grow.
Amen.
We need to grow. Don't quit giving $1 to the tithes and offering.
Amen.
Give more.
Yeah.
You want God to bless you? Give more.
Amen.
You know, that's what I encourage our people. You want God to bless you? Start giving. The secret of blessing is giving.
Yeah.
You don't invest today, don't expect anything tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen.
Improve ourselves. Let us grow. One day, last time we were in Valdez, North Carolina, and I'm done preacher. Sorry for more than 20 minutes. I hope I can come back, okay? Last time we were in Valdez, North Carolina, when we are raising money to purchase that piece of land in Cambodia, where we can get $30,000. It's not $1, it's not that easy, you know. And I'm not really a professional, what do you call that? Those people doing, what's fine, those bidding, those person that caused the bidding cars,
auction,
yes sir. I'm not that kind of person, you know. That, okay, 500, 550, 600. I'm not that person. Where we can get $30,000 to be able to purchase that land in Cambodia. We start praying, Lord, use churches, use families, use individuals to meet the needs in Cambodia. One day, Sunday evening, we shared our testimony. and an 8-year-old girl named Brooklyn, when she heard our needs in Cambodia, she went to her grandmother and gave this little jar. She's been saving her money in this little jar. And she said, Brooklyn said, please give this to those missionaries. I want to get involved in that land that they are praying in Cambodia. What is this little baby jar compared to $30,000? It's nothing. Humanly speaking, it's nothing. Did we purchase that piece of land, that 30,000 piece of land? Yes. You know why? Because of this little jar. Yeah.
Amen.
Because of this little jar. And I hope you don't mind telling the same story. We have a church building project in Cambodia. And I want to use the same story. Maybe, please, we're not begging tonight. We're not begging. The Lord is giving you the opportunity to get involved in the work in Cambodia. Thank you very much, preacher.
Anybody want to ask him any questions?
Yes, sir.